The study of data to find patterns is the basic concept of data analytics. The Association for Government Accountants recently released a report on how well federal agencies implement data analytics to do things like stopping crooks from reselling food stamps and stopping stimulus money from being issued to the same company twice. While the concept has proven to be valuable, its adoption is certainly not universal across government agencies. So we wanted to find out why not, and for that information, we're going to go to Stephen Saucy, who's a consultant with the Association for Government Accountants. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. So from what I gather, you surveyed in depth at least eight federal agencies. You called out the RAT board there, as I mentioned, as being a little bit ahead of the curve, at least in one area. From those eight agencies and the rest of the federal executives that you surveyed, did you come away with any broad way to characterize how the federal government is doing on data analytics?
Yes. What we found was we had found that work was being was progressing in the area of data analytics. We found that while work was progressing, that there still needs to be some additional work in the area and that leadership really was the key to progressing the work in the different agencies.
Now, when you say leadership, is this agency by agency leadership? Is there government wide leadership happening to the extent that it needs to?
Well, I believe that there is a sufficient government wide leadership, and I think it really comes down to leadership at the agency level in terms of bringing forth the efforts that are needed to bring data analytics into the everyday operations of the agency.
So, I mean, give us some insight into what's possible. I mean, if agencies succeed in doing what is possible with data analytics, what are some of the kinds of things that they might be able to achieve that they can't today?
Well, I think in the report, what we talk about, we have a prime example in our report of what's going on in the SNAP program, or what used to be called the food stamp program. What they're doing is they're monitoring the transactions on virtually a daily basis. And what they're doing is they're identifying people that are potentially buying food stamps but are not redeeming those food stamps for food. And they're able to identify those merchants that are doing these types of illegal activities, and they cut them off on a very quick basis. They cut them off from the program. So those are the kinds of things that can be done. I think also if you go to CMS, they're just getting their system in place. They're going to be looking at Medicare fee-for-service payments, and they're going to be looking at medical providers that are enrolling. They're going to start to work on that aspect. They'll be probably doing some of the same things that they're doing with the food stamp program. They'll cut them off quickly, investigate quickly, and hopefully save everyone money.
Stephen Saucy is a consultant with the Association of Government Accountants. Now, Mr. Saucy, your report talks about budget constraints as one of the challenges for agencies not adopting or implementing data analytic tools. What's the holdup?
Well, when we did a survey in addition to our interviews, we also did a survey of federal financial officials, and we asked them, what are some of the things that are holding you back from implementing data analytics in your operations? And they had a number of different things, but one of the things they talked about was they said budget. Budget is holding them back. Maybe they don't have the budget to acquire certain systems, acquire certain software, hire their consultants to help them put these projects in place. But what we found was that there are different approaches being used. For example, at the U.S. Postal Service Office of the Inspector General, we found that they had used what I would say kind of a low-budget, go-slow approach to developing their system, and they've been very successful. In contrast, you say you have the RAP board. They had to put something in place very quickly, so they hired consultants, purchased software, put systems in quickly. They had a more of a high-budget approach, but both were effective. I think what it takes is leadership, planning, will within the agency to advance the use of data analytics.
Now, you know, the RAT board is such a unique example in federal government. They've done a lot of things well just because they got to design a lot of systems from the ground up very quickly with some money. I wonder if one of the issues that other agencies have is the way data is stored and organized in agencies, in sometimes stovepipe systems that were built and constructed long before the concept of data analytics was on anyone's mind. Yes? Have you looked at that?
Well, we didn't necessarily get into the details of how the systems worked in terms of how they interacted. However, it turns out with the way data is stored nowadays, yes, they're stored in different ways. However, there's ways to merge the data so that you can analyze things. And I think if you look at what the GATB was proposing, they were proposing to put in some uniform type of standards, some uniform identifiers, so that they can be used across the board in government so that there can be better analysis as we go down the road. But there are certainly some things that can be done today to make the systems work together.
Your report also mentions the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare and Medicaid Services, specifically a predictive analytics system there. What's the success story behind that one?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that's happened there up at CMS. One is there was a rapid deployment of a system. I think that is a success in and of itself. The Small Business Jobs Act, I believe, was passed sometime in the fall of 2010, and by June 30th of 2011, they had the basics of a system up and running that exceeded the expectations that Congress had set for them. So I think that's a success. I think the second thing is that they're working on trying to change the mindset of CMS in terms of going from a pay and chase type of system to a let's prevent the problems before they happen. And I think that's where long-term success will be as we go down the road. That'll benefit everyone. It'll save us all money. And hopefully it'll prevent us from hearing again those 60-minute type of stories that we hear about some pharmacy being set up, never really in operation, and us having to spend all this Medicaid dollars at this place.
Very interesting. It is a buzzword, as we said on the way in, but it's also an important issue and one that you guys will watch and we will continue to as well. Stephen Saucy is a consultant for the Association for Government Accountants. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, sir.
Okay, and we would also like to thank Accenture, who helped sponsor this research. They were very supportive of us, and They contributed some efforts to it, as well as provided support for us during the research.